So now we're turning to an issue that Rishonim raise regarding the Shita of Rabbi Yochanan, which is how does Rabbi Yochanan, the position of Rabbi Yochanan, relate to the din that we have in Kedushin Daf Zayin Amud Aleph? How does he relate? Is he contradicted? Is he consistent with it? The din they're referring to is the din of Chatzi Isha. But the Gemara says on Daf Zayin Amud Aleph that Rava says that if you say to a woman, Hiskachi li l'chatzi, if you say to a woman, become married to half of me, that works, mikudeshes, chetziyech mikudeshesli, but that if you say half of you should be married to me, ain't mikudeshes, that's no good. Abaye says to Rava, why is it the chetziyech mikudeshesli is not mikudeshes? Rava responds, because the pasuk says, isha, kikach ish isha, isha marachman avlo chatzi isha. Chatzi isha is no good, right? If you want to try to marry a chatzi isha, it doesn't work. So the Abaye asks, hachinami, aye, but doesn't it also say ish isha? So why don't you say isha marachmana avlo chatzi ish? The response that Rava gives is, Hachiyashta, Hasa Misasa the Beitre lo Chazya. A woman is not Chazya, it's not Ru'uya, to two different men. What that means, I think it's apparent that some Rishonim thought it meant she cannot have Kiddushin to two different men. I'm not sure that it has to mean that. Maybe it means a woman is not permissible to two different men. We'll see where I get that from, that some Rishonim understood. That it means that you can't have two tefisas kedushins to one woman. So the Gemara says, as opposed to a man, El Gavra, Milochazi, the Betrayer, of course, a man can have more than one wife. And therefore, this is what we interpret him to be saying. He's just saying, I reserve the right or the capacity to become married to another woman. All right, we're going to leave aside the issue of the ish is working. Of Chatzi Ish and why that works. The bottom line is that Chetziyech Mekudeshesli, if you say to a woman that half of you is married to me, that does not work because it violates the drasha, the principle that we get from the Pasuk, Isha v'lo Chatzi Isha. So Rishonim wonder, how does Shitas Rabbi Yochanan, Shitas Rabbi Yochanan Manish is the opinion that there is a case, the case of the Mishnah Mentes, discussed the Gemara in Daf Samech, of Me'ach Shavu L'Achar Shloshim, case where you can have multiple men married to one woman. You can have gafilu meyatov simba. Alright, how does that relate to the din of Chatzi Isha? So some Rishonim think that in fact it really does violate the din of Chatzi Isha, that Rabbi Yochanan involves a case of Chatzi Isha, and therefore it really is contradicted by the principle, by the drasha that we have on Daf Zayin, that Isha l'marchan lo Chatzi Isha. For instance, the Ramach says this, the Meiri says this, Shita Noda Lemi says this. They all think that this position of Rabbi Yochanan violates the principle of Isha v'lo Chatzi Isha, and they all point to this fact in order to justify, as part of the justification, as part of the evidence that they marshal, that we paskin against Rabbi Yochanan. That Sugya Na'ama, that in general the Gemara assumes against Rabbi Yochanan. One of the rayas is Rabbi Yochanan violates Chatzi Isha. We paskin Isha v'lo Chatzi Isha. Rabbi Yochanan violates this principle. For instance, the Ramach says, "V'divrei Rabbi Yochanan ain't a near an ikar da'hava lekim kadosh chatzi isha." Meiri also says at the end here, "Kol makom near madvar lusal kirav." At the end, he says, "Shimata memniach b'shub shir isha lachatzainu." That's an isha lachatzain. It's a chatzi isha problem. And the Shita Lulmi likewise says the same thing. We must pass it against Rabbi Yochanan. V'lasal chazal kirav Yochanan, and the reason being, "Bahacha hatoch lamed kuleyama matzi the dusha hecha chatzi isha havi." All these Rishonim say that Rabbi Yochanan really is excluded, is a problem of Chatzi Isha, that his position violates the drasha that we have in Daf Zayin of Isha Amar Rachmana V'lo Chatzi Isha. Right? The principle that excludes Chatziyech Mekudeshesli also excludes what Rabbi Yochanan is talking about. But other Rishonim disagree. Other Rishonim insist that that's not the case, that in fact Rabbi Yochanan is consistent with this din in the Gemara and Daf Zayin. It's not a violation of Chatzi Isha. And we'll get to what they say. Basically, what we want to understand is how do we understand those Rishonim who think that it's a violation of Chatzi Isha, that it's excluded, it's a problem of Isha v'lo Chatzi Isha, and how do we understand, and why do the Rishonim disagree, why do they disagree? Why do they think that it is not a problem of Isha v'lo Chatzi Isha? So this issue, the question of whether or not Shitas Rabbi Yochanan, that Afilu Meya Topsimba, violates the principle of Isha v'lo Chatzi Isha, so that depends on two things. First of all, what are the parameters of Chatzi Isha? What does that entail? What does that exclude? What exactly are we saying cannot be based on the drasha of Isha lo Chatzi Isha? And second, what do we have here in our case? So we'll first address the issue of what is it that is being excluded. How do we understand the miut of Isha lo Chatzi Isha? Yeah.
Well, it won't be a tempting when he says, when he's saying to him, I want to marry half of you. What's he trying to say? I want half the time, half...
So that's an interesting question. It isn't entirely clear. The Gemara doesn't say. It's clear in the Gemara that had you said that a woman could be married to more than one man, or could be mutaris of more than one man, then we would have said that works, but it isn't clear why. It could just be that we would have said, oh, what he means is that I mean, just referring to the fact that you can still marry somebody else.
Okay.
But other than that, I don't want to answer your question, because I think that's very much part of the that could very well be the point of the drasha, which is, what does that mean? What you're saying. So we'll get to that in a second. So here I think that in terms of just understanding the parameters of Isha v'lochatzi Isha, the crucial Gemara, I think, is the Gemara in Gittin and Mem Gimel Mad Aleph, where the Gemara asks about the following case. We've actually discussed it, but we discussed something that the second phase of this Gemara, after it resolved this question. The issue that the Gemara is discussing is chatzi, shivcha chatzi basforin, right? So you have a woman who was a shivcha kananis, who was a shivcha to two men, right? Or to two people, to two masters, and one of them is Meshachrer, and one of them isn't. So that's what we call a chatzi, shivcha chatzi, baschor. So the Gemara wanted to know, is she somebody who can have Kiddushin Mitosimba or not? Right? Obviously, a shivcha kananis cannot have Kiddushin Mitosimba, just like a non-Jewish cannot have Kiddushin Mitosimba. Is this woman somebody who can have Kiddushin Mitosimba or not? Why would you say not? I mean, after all, she's a chatzi baschorin, so say the Kiddushin Mitosin there. So Gemara says, maybe it's a problem of Isha v'lo chatzi Isha. Right, so there you have a good example of what it means when you say chatzi Isha. It doesn't answer your question, which is, what does a person who's coming to a basfarin and says chetzi echem kodesh, what does he mean? That doesn't necessarily answer that question.
But in this case, it wouldn't entail her being able to marry anybody else. She can't, with the other half, she can't marry anybody else. She's a shivcha with the other half.
Right. That's true. Right. Okay, so let's just look at the Gemara. So the Gemara first starts, Rav, Kishen Shem Kadesh Chatz Isha Enu Kudeshes, just like if I were to say Chetz Yekun Kudeshes Li, so that's no good. Kach Chetz Yeshivcha V'Chetz Yabaschorin Shneskatcha Ein Kiddusha Kiddushin. For the very same reason, Isha V'lo Chatz Isha, there is no Tfisas Kiddushin on a Chatz Yishivcha Chatz Yabaschorin. And then the Gemara repeats in the name of other Amoraim, the same thing. Then Rav Chista says, no, that can't be. Amar Le Rav Chista, Mi Dami, is it really true that this is the same issue? After all, hasam shir bikinyana. In the case of chetzech mikudeshesli, so you've left something on the table, right? The entirety of the woman was subject to kiddushin. She was entirely a bas kiddushin, and you were mishayir. You left out a part of her in a sense, right? Tacha lo shir bikinyano. Here not. We'll get to what this means. Just reading the Gemara first. The Gemara then says that's true. In fact. Rabba's point really was that even though it's true, Mekadesh Chatzisha Inu Kadeshes, Ava Chetzia Shivcha Chetzia Baschorin, Shneskacha Kiddusha Kiddushin. In fact, that's exactly true. That's exactly right. In fact, it is good Kiddushin. My Taima, why is it good Kiddushin? After all, don't we say Ishav Lachatzisha? The answer is Hasam Shir Bikinyan, no Hachalo Shir Bikinyan. There was a Shir Bikinyan, here not. Therefore, this is not a problem of Chatzisha. But then we have another Amora, Amor of Sheshes, Kishen Shemekadish Chatzisha, and Yukudeshes, Kach Chetze Shicha, Vechetze Baschor, and Shinskacha, and Yidusha Kedushin. But we have an Amora of Sheshes who really does believe that no, in fact, it really is excluded for the same principle of Isha Velchatzisha that excludes Chetze Yukudeshes, also precludes the possibility of having Kedushin Topsin, the Chatzi Shicha Chatzi Baschor. Alright, so we have two Deos, in other words. Whether or not the attempt to be Mekadish Nisha, Shechetzia, Shivcha Chetzia Baschorin, is that a problem of Chatzisha or not? So, in terms of how we understand this, so I think it makes sense to understand that that Rav Sheshes, who holds that it is a violation, in fact, of Isha v'lo Chatzisha, that one cannot have Kiddushin Bitovsin B'Chatzi Shivcha Chatzi Baschorin, one can understand that what he's saying is that Chatzi Isha, or if you want to put a different term, Sad Echad B'Isha, a certain aspect or element of the Isha, Chetzia Shal Isha, that isn't the kind of thing that is subject to Kiddushin. It isn't the kind of thing that can be married, any more than a woman's leg or arm or hand could be married. Maybe he'll say that it actually is not even a sensible sort of thing to think about at all, that there's such a thing as a Chatzi Isha, that a personage, a legal personality, isn't really the kind of thing which is divisible. So that either you're talking about an individual or not, there's no Chetzia Like there would be, for instance, about a body, you could say chetzio, or about mammon, you could say chatzi. But about a personality, legal personality, there's no such thing. Or maybe we won't go that far. Maybe we have such a thing. In fact, the case of chatzi eved, chatzi bas chor, you might just understand as being just that, that you have two sort of sub-legal personalities, one bas chor and one shivcha. But the issue is that as far as kiddushin is concerned, that it's a non-entity, right? Kiddushin applies to a woman, not to something other than a woman. And a chatzi isha is not a woman. Sarecha b'isha is not a woman. So this just doesn't. It's just not the kind of thing that could be miskadeshes, right? There could be no state of kiddushin on a chatzi isha, even if it exists. So it exists just like a leg exists, but it's not something that is a candidate. It's not the kind of thing that can be mikudeshes. Follow? And therefore, mimela, in the case of chatzi shivcha, chatzi baschorin, so only chetzia, or only tzad echad, has the status of something which is betoras kiddushin, meaning if a legal personality were to have that status entirely, then she would be subject to kiddushin. Only tzad echad has that. And therefore, it isn't subject to kiddushin. The shivcha, chatzi shivcha, that's no good because the shivcha wouldn't be any good. But the chatzi baschorin is no good because it's not an isha, it's only a chetzia shalisha. And a chetzia shalisha isn't something which is subject to kiddushin. Follow? Right? That, I think, makes sense to understand. That's the daya that holds that in kiddushin tofsim bechatzi shivcha chatzi baschor. What about the opinion of Rava, or the Gemara's understanding of Rava, that in fact it is chal, this case? So the Gemara explains lo shir, because there, in the case of chetzi echmukdeshesli, it was a problem of chatzi isha because you were mishayir bekinyano, and here you're not mishayir bekinyano, therefore there's no problem. So I think we can understand this really in one of two ways. The first way to understand this position is that maybe it's true. This involves, let's say, tzad echad shal isha being mikudeshes. It really is that. But that's not a problem. In fact, that isn't excluded. We do think that makes sense. You can have an chetzia shal isha, a tzad echad shal isha, be mikudeshes. What is the din of isha v'lo chatz isha excluding? So by the way, let me just clarify. So to answer your question, according to that view, we're saying, what does it mean? I'm trying to be mikudesh only one aspect, one tzad. Of the isha, that's what it would have been to say mikadesh chatisha chetzia mikudeshes. If it worked, it would have been, we would have said that there's a tzad mikudeshes and a tzad pnuya. Right. So what's being excluded? So what's being excluded is a maisa kiddushin, a certain kind of maisa kiddushin, which is artificially limited in terms of the scope of what it's applying to. In other words, you can't sort of artificially impose that your kiddushin won't apply to something which is shayeches to have it applied to. In the case where the entire isha is capable of being mikudeshes, you cannot have a successful, valid maisa kiddushin on only a part of that personality. So it's true, you can have a tzad echad of a woman be married, but only if that's the only tzad which is subject, which is available to be mikadesh. If you are being mikadesh, the entirety of that which is subject to kiddushin, so that isn't a problem of kiddushin b'chatz isha, even though it does involve, in the end, having tzad echad of an isha be mikudeshes. The point was, you couldn't artificially limit it, but that's not what you're doing here. And therefore, it's chal. Yeah? You follow?
Yeah.
This is one way to understand it. I think it's a simple way you would think of Hasan Lashir, that you're Mekadesh, Kol Masha Yachal Lekadesh. It's not that the state of a Chetzia Shal Isha being Miskadeshes, Mikudeshes, is excluded. It's just that you can't artificially limit Kiddushin to apply to only Tzad when it was theoretically applicable to all. That's one way we can understand it. I think the alternative is to say that perhaps it's true that there can be no such thing as a chatzi isha that is mikudeshes, but this opinion, the opinion of Rava, is that in fact it's not what you have here. Here you have a kiddushin mikula isha. And the idea would be that for the purpose of kiddushin, only that side of the woman which is betoras kiddushin, which is in the parsha of kiddushin, is considered to be a relevant part. In other words, if that sod is the only part of the isha which is betoras kiddushin, so that, as far as we're concerned, is the entirety of the isha for the purpose of kiddushin. And when it comes to a shivcha kananis or an eved, it's not just that the kiddushin with them is successful, they're not betoras kiddushin. So be as opposed to, let's say, an ishes ish, for instance, she's a gavra who's betoras in the parsha of kiddushin, just that she's already mikudeshes, she's already erva. This is something that comes into clear expression in the Gemara and Gittin, Chav Kim Amad Beis, right? We have a din that a shliach has to be betoras gittin v'kiddushin. And therefore, says the Gemara and Gittin, Chav Kim Amad Beis, you couldn't have an eved be, or a shivcha, be a shliach gittin v'kiddushin. While obviously, you could have an ishesish be a shliach gittin v'kiddushin. The idea being that a Shivcha Kenanis is Mufka of the Gavra from the entirety of the Parsha. As far as Kedushin is concerned, she's the equivalent of an inanimate object. It's not that it just doesn't work in this case, she's not in the Parsha. As opposed to an Isha, who's an Ashes Ish, so she's a Gavra regarding Kedushin, she is in the Parsha of Kedushin. It's just that Lamaisa, there's something precluding having Kedushin be Tovsimba. And therefore, when it comes to the question of Isha v'lochatzi Isha, we would say, who's the Isha as far as the Kedushin is concerned? Whoever is in the Parsha of Kedushin. As long as all of that is being Miskadeshes, so that's fine. That's not a problem of Chatzisha, because it's not really Chatzisha, it's really Kula Isha. Mashal Ma'a Davar Domen, I put it on the Koros, even though I don't want to stretch it too far, just to sort of give you an analogy, is the famous Shittas Haravit. Oh, Benny, we did this. The famous Shittas Haravit regarding Eidah Shebala Mukzasa Batla Kula. Right, we have a din that if you have a part of an edus which is batel, so then the whole thing has to be thrown out. And yet, the Gemara says that if you say ploni or vani lertzoni, so we can do pagina dibura. We can say that as far as your testimony concerns you, we can't work with it because you're puzzle as far as yourself is concerned. But we would allow, let's say, huvachar ben sarfin larog es haploni, right? So the question that I'll show them deal with is where does the line between these two things? How can we say Pagin Dibur? Isn't that a problem of Eidah Shebala Mukzasa Batla Kula? So the Ravi's answer to this is that it's true, any Eidah Shebala Mukzasa Batla Kula. However, that's only if we're talking about something which is actually Eidah. And he has the suggestion that as far as the Baal Dover is concerned, he's not an Eid puzzle. It's not that he's an Eid, just it's not a Kusher Eidah. It's Bechlal not an Eid. It's like having a chicken talk. You know, it doesn't register as Eidah at all. So therefore, that part of it, that non-Eidus, doesn't count as part of the Kula of the Eidus, which would be entirely thrown out if only a part of it would puzzle. Right, so you follow, it's a non-Eid, it doesn't count as part of the initial unit that has to be Kusher. So something like that I'm saying here, where as far as the Kedushin is concerned, what counts as the Isha is just whatever is B'toras Kedushin. Alright, we'll see the Nafka Mina in a minute, and we'll also see that the Rav Kiveger mentions this possibility. But those are two ways I think you could understand the Deya of Rava, that Kedushin Tovsin B'chatzi Shifcha Chatzi Baschor. The first idea being it's entirely a problem of the Maisa Kedushin, you can't limit it artificially, that's the problem. Alternatively, there's a problem of having a state wherein a chetzia shel isha or tzad echav isha is mikudeshes as opposed to the entirety of the isha, but what counts there is only that which is parshas kedushin. And we'll see again the nakamin in a minute. Alright, so that's in terms of just what exactly, or what in general, is excluded from the din of isha v'lo chatzi isha. So now, coming back to the question that we started with, which is, what about Rabbi Yochanan? What is this leave us the Rabbi Yochanan? So now we have to get into the second question. This involves a second issue, which is, what do we have here with Rabbi Yochanan? And the first thing here we would need to take into account is the two different views of the Tosfos and the Rashba. How do we understand Rabbi Yochanan? What's the mechanism here? All right, this is something that we've been discussing somewhat extensively. This case, right, say, Harei Mikudesh say Me'ach Shavu L'Achar Shloshim Yom. So Rabbi Yochanan says that somebody who marries her in that interim period, his Kedushin is Tovsim, and also the Rishon's Kedushin is still Tovsim. This is the way you have both Kedushin be Tovsim, both Sayisha. So we have Mechalkos and Rishonim, what exactly he understands Me'ash V'lachar Shloshim Yom to mean. The Rashba thinks it means that I'm being Mekadesh Isha, but I'm excluding from that Kedushin anybody who comes within this interim period, this 30-day period. And it's based on the notion that you can have such a thing of Kedushay Chutz. I could be Mekadesh Isha and say, I'm excluding Shimon. That would be chal. So Rabbi Yochanan believes that would be chal, and this is just a case where you're saying I'm excluding the people that are mikdash within 30 days. That's what's going on here. The Tosos say that they don't agree with that. They think that the Gemara and Gittin resolved the question of kiddushay chutz. We don't accept kiddushay chutz. You can't exclude people from your kiddushin. Rather, what's happening here is a sort of a protracted, elongated kiddushin. I'm starting my kiddushin now. I'm maschil now, and it's only gomrim lachar lamed yom. It's sort of happening over the entirety of this period, in such a way that whatever it is that normally precludes Kedusha Acherim from being Tovsim, that only comes at the end. And therefore, other people's Kedusha will be Chal. However, it's already Maschil enough, at least, to prevent its being nudged aside, the Rishon's Kedusha. Those are the two basic views. So here, I think we need to evaluate the issue of Chatz Isha within each of them separately. So let's just start first with the view of the Tosfos, that what's going on here is Haschal of the Gemar, right? That it's Maschil Aksha v'gomrim l'achar lamed yom. So I think that those who reject Rabbi Yochanan as being a violation, as being contradicted by the din of Isha v'lochatz Isha, I think there could be two explanations, two reasons why you might say that on the view of the Tosfos, Haschal v'Gemar, this constitutes a problem of Isha v'lochat Isha. The first involves the following. We mentioned before that there are a variety of possibilities within this view of Aschel v'Gemar, what exactly is being Maschil now and what is being Gomer later, right? We mentioned that, for instance, maybe what's Maschil now is the entirety of the Yishus, save whatever is it that precludes, in general, Kiddushim from being Tovsim Beishus Ish. Maybe you have the opposite, maybe it's almost nothing, there's no Yishus now. It's just a matter of sort of creating a placeholder that it won't be pushed aside, but other than that, there's no manifestation of the Yishus L'Rishon, of the Kiddushim L'Rishon, within the 30 days. All that comes at the end. And somewhere in between, maybe there's certain components of Yishus that are Chal, maybe there's a certain percentage of Yishus that's Chal. One particular view, one particular way of understanding what goes on within these 30 days, what's changing within the 30 days, what's Maschil now and what happens in 30 days, is to say that what's Maschil now is a Kiddushin on, over a certain percentage, you might say, of the woman. What evolves over the course of the 30 days is that percentage. In other words, I'm being Mekadesh a partial side of the Isha now, that is Holech Mizgadel to include the entirety of her over the course of 30 days. That's what's going on. That's consistent with, first of all, the Gemara's explanation. It's not the only way to interpret the Gemara's formulation, but it is consistent with it. It gives you a clear account. The Gemara gives the analogy of Shavu Nafsha Ki Shraga Delivni Di Kol Chab Chab Rav Chal Chavre Shavak. It gives the construction analogy. When you place a brick, two bricks, so then you have to have interlocking pieces so that the next brick leaves room for another brick to be sort of topsim, to be on top of the of that single brick, so that on the second layer you'll have two bricks that are on that single brick. So this is the analogy the Gemara gives. So one could just say, what does that mean? It means that the brick is analogous to the woman. So that the person is maschil now, he places some part of the Isha under his kiddushin, if you will, immediately, but not the entirety of the Isha. He's meniach makum be'isha for the kiddushin she'ni lachol, and that's how this works. So if we take that view of Aschel v'Gemar, and by the way, let me just point it out, that really is the language that we find in the Chidushim Ksav Yad in Gittin. We've actually seen this before. In the context, he was explaining why, we're not going to get into it again, but he was addressing the issue of why the Gemara's Maskana regarding the impossibility of having Kiddushei Chutz, because it's a problem of Prisus and Hekesh Havaya Yetzia, why that doesn't also exclude the Haskal of Gemar view. Why is Haskal of Gemar not rejected for the same reason? So in that context, he said as follows, that Shani Yasam Shabazman Shehim Gudeshas La'acher Asuri L'chol Ha'olam. He's saying Hasam because he's in Gittin, so our Hasam is here in Kedushin. Right, that in the case of Yochanan, when she's Mekudeshas La'acher, so she's Asa L'chol Ha'olam, Ella She'en Lahem L'Kedushin Makom L'Spashet Ella La'oso Revach Shaniach HaRishon. Can only be Chal, it sounds like here upon, in terms of the woman, can only be mispashet to whatever revach in the woman that the rishon left over. That's how the kiddushei sheni works, is that it's your mekadesher. It just happens to be that it's not able to be tofsim bekula shalisha. It's only able to tofsim on the part which was not already tfusa by the rishon. So that language really does sound like the sort of idea that we're talking about. That what's maskal now is kiddushei on a certain part of the isha, a certain tzad isha, some minimal tzad. The fact that the other people's kiddushim can be tosim is because they're tosim on a different side of her. All right, so that's the case. So then we understand very well, almost regardless of how one understands the parameters of chatzi isha, that the rishon's kiddushin, at the very least, will certainly violates and contradicts the principle of kiddushin of isha v'lo chatzi isha. Right, because what we're saying is that what does it mean when the rishon comes and says, "Harei mekudeshes me'ash v'lachar shoshim yom"? That means is now I'm having kiddushin apply only on a part of you. And it'll evolve to include all of you by the time the 30 days ends. All right, so in the meantime, you said, now I have kiddushin apply on part of you. That is a problem of isha v'lochatz isha. Right? So that's for sure that the rishon's kiddushin would then violate this principle. What about the sheni's kiddushin? Would the sheni's also, let's say independently considered, also violate the principle of isha v'lochatz isha?
I think all in the other case.
Oh, okay. Very good. Excellent. So I think there's some reason to think that. I actually think that it's not so simple, but I do think that's the relevant point. What I would say is as follows, that if we paskin like the Das HaPoslim, let's say, of Kiddushin Bechatzi Shivcha Chatzi Baschorin, those who hold that Kiddushin cannot be Tovsim Al Atzad HaBaschorin Shabbat because Isha V'lo Chatzi Isha, then it's certainly easy to argue that the Sheni's Kiddushin here is also going to violate the principle of Isha L'chatzi Isha. It's essentially the same thing. In other words, here too, only one Tzad B'Isha is available, is subject to Kiddushin. The reason being here, because the Tzad Ha'acher, the Tzad Rishon, or Echad, is Kvar Mikudeshes L'Rishon. So just like that, it's essentially equivalent, and this is what you're saying. I'm saying I think it's easy to argue this. I'll say in a second that I think you can argue even on the other view. But it's easier to argue if you take this psak, you paskin, that there's no kiddushin tovsin bechati baschorin, so you'll say that you just can't have a chati shel isha be miskadeshes. So even if you were to say that maybe the rishon somehow we can explain it as working, the second person's kiddushin is no different than somebody who's balakadesh, chati shivcha, chati baschorin. It's true that you're trying to be mekadesh everything that can be mekadesh, but in as much as it's only a tzad echad, it won't work. It's a problem of isha v'chatz isha. I think that even if you paskin like the day of Shnia, the other opinion, and in fact the Chiyushim Ksaviyad does, it's a machlokes Rishonim I should mention, and some Rishonim are misupik about it, how we paskin on that question. But even if you paskin like the day of Shnia, that you can be mekadesh and isha shechetzi shivcha chetzi baschorin, that Chiyushim will be tovsin, even so, if you say that the reason that's true is not because you hold that, you know, as long as you don't limit it artificially, and as long as it actually reaches out to everything can be reached out to, as long as you don't do that, so you're okay. That's not a problem then. That's not what we're excluding. We say you can't be mekadesh a chatzi isha. All we're excluding is artificially limiting what it is that your condition is applying to. No, that's actually not true. You can't be mikadesh a tzad echad of a personality of which the other tzadim are also b'toras kiddushin. What we're saying is that kiddushin of chatzi shivcha chatzi baschorin is really a chiddush. It has to do with the fact that the chatzi shivcha is essentially irrelevant as far as kiddushin is concerned. It's like it doesn't exist. So it's the entirety of the isha under discussion is the tzad baschorin shiba. That's the reason it was chal, because there's kiddushin b'kula isha on that part which is an isha legabe kiddushin. When it comes to Eishes Ish, so the entirety of the Isha is Begavra B'Torah's Kiddushin, right? She would be somebody who could be, for instance, a Shliach L'Kiddushin, L'Kaba Kiddushin, right? So therefore, even though it's true that a Chati Shivcha Chati Baschorin is Kiddushin Bechetzia, that's only it's really a misnomer. It's not Kiddushin Bechetzia, it's Kiddushin Bekula. Bekula was part of the Parsha of Kiddushin. Here, though, Kula is part of the Parsha of Kiddushin, and your Kiddushin would only be Chal on a Tzad Echad of that Isha, of that woman who is entirely the Gavra B'Torah's Kiddushin. That's Isha V'lo Chatz Isha. Right? You follow? So the second, the Sheni's Kiddushin might be a problem of Chatz Isha, even if you take the view that Chetzi Shivcha Chetzi Baschorin is not a problem of Chatz Isha, this very well might be. So just to show you, I think something very much like this, you find in Rav Kiv Eger. Rav Kiv Eger, we've actually seen this both the two tshuvas of Rav Kiv Eger, one of them really being from Rav Shlomo Eger. I think all of you were here for that, right? So it's just a different part of that correspondence. So in the shur of Kiv Eger, Madur Kama, Simin Kuf Ayin, so this is a letter, it's very moving, if you could just see the parts where they talk personally. Where Rav Shlomo Eger basically says, you know, Avi Mori, I don't want you to... I hesitate to write these letters to you because I know how much you have to do. I know how much you're responsible for, your leadership of the community. People have these dire questions, abuna questions need to be asked. You know, you're dealing with that all the time, and I know how weak you are now. So I hesitate to even write you because I know you're going to feel the need to write a whole kuntrus, and I really don't want to bother you like that. So just, he says, I'm writing you really on condition that you write me back, you know, yes, no, maybe so, but not more than that. Don't respond more than that. So Rav Kiv Eger, the first thing he says is, this is, you know, chayei nafshi. This is where I get my sustenance from. It's true that I'm weak, but this is, you know, this is what strengthens me. So he just wanted to, it's sweet. Anyway, I feel bad because I've now cited, I think we've had two different sets of makoros, each of which had sections of both tshuvas, but I've excluded that section on both of them, and I just thought I would share. But anyway, so Rav Shlomo Eger writes his father that he has a problem with the Rambam. The Rambam paskins in Hilchos Ishus that im yalda, this is Perek Yud Hachatez Zayin, im yalda ishtecha nekeva tiyem kudeshesli, we'll get to this hopefully, the mahani behukar obra, that you can say to a woman, to a man rather, who's the father of the soon-to-be daughter, right, that if your wife gives birth to a woman, today we would get rid of the im, right, we just know from the ultrasound, or now even they have the harmony test, the genetic testing that you can see what it is, so you can get rid of the N.
A lot of people kasher. Skew it anyway.
Yeah, that's true. So for them, it would still be an im yalda ishecha nekeva, but you know, today you can also just have kisher, right? But the point is, im yalda ishecha nekeva, if you give birth to a daughter, tiyeh mekudeshesli. So that, the Rambam says, that works if it passes a certain stage, if we're dealing with part of the pregnancy where hukar buds, it's nikar that she's pregnant. So he says he doesn't understand that. Why? Because it seems to be contradicted by the psak of the Rambam that if one tries to be meshachrer, the vlad of an isha, the ubar of an isha, that won't work. The reason it won't work is because there's a din that when you're meshachrer, a shifcha or an evid, it has to be that you're meshachrer kulo. It can't be still subject to you in some way. It can't be still bound to you in some way. It has to be a full breakage. So the Rambam says that if you wanted to be meshachrer, let's say, at shifcha uvladech ben chorin, that's not going to work because it's meshachrer chatzi avdel. So he says, well, if that's the case, and part of this relates to issues we're far beyond our topic, it relates to the status of an ubar, to what extent yarachimo, what context, to what effect. But the Rambam paskins that if I were to try to be meshachrer just the vlad, so that constitutes a shichur chatzi evit, that won't work. So he says, if that's true, why not say we have another halacha of chatzi, which is in the context of kiddushin. We have a problem of kiddushin b'chatzi isha. So why isn't this a problem of kiddushin b'chatzi isha? So the Rav Shlomo Eger says that he thinks that you have a good answer as follows. Venirli kevin de enu yochel lekadesh b'yoser v'lo shir b'kinyano l'shitasa de Rambam de mekadesh chetzi shichur chetzi v'aschor n'mikudesh esnicha acha. The Rambam paskins in accordance with the view that kiddushin is tovsin b'chetzia shivcha chetzia b'aschorin, it's tovsin ala chetzi b'aschorin. Why? Because lo shir b'kinyano. So that's the same thing here. As far as the isha herself is concerned, right? You say im yalda ishtecha nekeva tiyeh mekudeshesli. As far as the woman herself is concerned, so she's not able to be miskadeshes on that. She's already an ishes ish. So I'm being mekadesh every part of the quote unquote isha that I can't be, namely the uber who's in yet an ishes ish. And therefore, it's not a problem, just like chetzi isha shechetzi baschorin. So Rav Kivega responds to this that while he thinks that divrei bini are true, that in fact this is true in the Rambam, that that it isn't a problem of chetzi isha for the reason that he's mentioning, namely that you weren't meshayer any part of it. He's not sure that you have a raya just from the Gemara and Gittin, just from the fact that the Rambam paskins that a chetzi shivcha chetzi baschorin, that kiddushin tofsin bechetzi habaschorin sheba. Precisely because of what we're saying, he says that Vashiv Ragas is Rikivigar's response in Simin Kufayin Aleph. Vashiv Ragal Divrei Bini B'Divrei Rambam Im Yalda Ishtecha Nekeva. So he says it's Dvar Nechonim Af De Eino Domel Kokach L'Hasa. Meaning the case of Chetzi Shivcha Chetzi Ba'Aschorin, the Chetzi Shivcha Labas Kiddushin Ba'Atzmusahi. My language, she's not B'Torah's Kiddushin. She's a Gavra that isn't B'Torah's Kiddushin. The kol atzad sheyesh bo shaychas tfisas kiddushin niskadish. The tzad of the isha, which is the Torah's kiddushin, that entire tzad is niskadish. Therefore, you could say that. Therefore, it's not a problem of kiddushin b'chatzi isha because the only part of the isha which is in the parsha of kiddushin is that's the only part that we consider. And as far as that's concerned, in the case of chetzi shivcha chetzi atzchorin, you're being niskadish the entirety of it. Mashenkin bezet the chetzia dehi ha'ein batzmusa bas kiddushin. But here, the mother herself is an Eishes Ish. Okay, but an Eishes Ish is a woman who is a Gabra, but Torah's Kiddushin. I mean, otherwise she wouldn't be able to have a Kiddushin to the person to whom she's an Eishes Ish. Right, an Eishes Ish is obviously a Bas Yisrael, who is Shayeches, but Torah's Kiddushin. Elamai, Elo Da'akshav, Eidu Yochel Lekadsha, came to Nesu Labal. Except that you just happen to be there. Your Kiddushin won't be Tosin because she's already Nesua, she's an heir to you, or because she's a partfusa, but either way, she's a gavra that is shayeches b'kiddushin. Yesh lomar demikri chatzi isha. So we might say that, in fact, is a problem of chatzi isha. Right? That even though you hold about chetzi shivcha chetzi baschorin, that kiddushin tofsin b'chetzia, the idea there isn't that as long as you're not limiting it artificially. No. The idea is that's kula. That's kiddushin mikula, because as far as the kiddushin is concerned, we only consider whoever or whatever tzad is bechlal, the parsha of kiddushin. So in the case of Chetzi Shivcha, that Chetzi Shivcha is irrelevant. The other part, which is Chetzi Baschorin, you're being Mekadosh entirely. That's true in the case of Chetzi Shivcha Baschorin. But when it comes to the Sheni here, what we'll say is that the Sheni, whatever you say, for sure the Rishon is going to be a problem, but the Sheni too, even though he's being Mekadesh, right? And then as the Rishon, it's for sure going to be a problem because he's leaving out something that he could be Mekadesh now. Lemaisa, he could be Mekadesh. The Sheni also could be a problem, even if I paskin Chetzi Shivcha Chetzi Baschor, and if I take the view of Kiveger, right, that, you know, that view that we mentioned before, that we find expressive of Kiveger, that even that day that holds Chetzi Shivcha Chetzi Baschor, and this Kedushin, that's only because we discount, in terms of defining who is the Isha, what is the Isha subject to the discussion here, we discount any element of her which is not Bechlal, the Parsha of Kiddushin. In the case of the Eishes Ish, so she's entirely Bechlal, Parshas Kiddushin, and the Kiddushin Sheni are therefore are going to be a problem of Chatz Isha, because you're only going to have Kiddushin here, if it were to be successful, it would only be B'tzad Echad of an Isha who is entirely given to Kiddushin. So that even the second person's Kiddushin would violate Isha B'Chatz Isha. Right, so that's all under the heading of sort of one explanation of why, within the approach to Tosas, at a Skal of a Gemar, why it is that you'd have a problem of Chatz Isha, because we interpret the what's going on here of a Skal of a Gemar, what's being maskal now is Kiddushin upon a certain percentage of the Isha, a certain Tzad B'Isha, that evolves over time. The way that this works, the way that it enables Sheni's Kiddushin, is that Sheni's Kiddushin comes to be Mekadesh, whatever is left over, in a sense, of the Isha. So in that case, for sure, the Rishon's Kiddushin will violate, will be contradicted by the principle of Isha L'Chatz Isha. And as far as the Sheni is concerned, it's quite possible that his too, either because we paskin in general that Isha V'Lochatz Isha applies even where you could only have been Mekadesh that Chetzia. So even though it's true here that he's trying to Mekadesh the whole thing and is only able to be Tosim a Chetzia, that'll also be a problem of Isha V'Lochatz Isha, just like Chetzia Shiv Chetzia Raskorin. Even on the view, even if we take the view of Rava, according to which Chetzia Shiv Chetzia Raskorin, you have Tfisas Kiddushin, because Lo Shir B'Kinyana, but what that means is, as Kiveger says, could understand that what that means is that we only count whatever is Bechlal, the Parsha of Kiddushin. The Chetzi Shivcha is Bechlal, Parsha of Kiddushin, and as far as the Tzad B'Isha, which is, you're being Mekadesh entirely. Here, that isn't true. Here, she's entirely Bechlal, Parsha of Kiddushin, and you're only being Mekadesh here, Tzad Mesuyam, or Tzad Echad of that, and that's a problem of Chetzi Isha. So that's one explanation, that's one argument one can advance as an explanation of why, again, on the view of the Tosas's explanation and interpretation of Rabbi Yochanan as being a Eschal V'Gemar, there would involve a problem here of Chatz Isha. The second argument one could make, again, on the view of Haskal V'Gemar, for Rabbi Yochanan's being contradicted by the principle of Chatz Isha, of Isha V'Chatz Isha, would be to say, to assume as follows, that, first of all, as far as what is excluded by Isha V'Chatz Isha, what's excluded is having Chetzia Shel Isha being Mekudeshes. There can't be a state of Chetzia Shel Isha being Mekudeshes, either because if you paskin that one cannot have kiddushin b'tofsin b'chatzi shivcha chatzi baschorin, or even if you paskin that kiddushin tofsin b'chatzi shivcha chatzi baschorin, but that's only based on the explanation that we just saw in Rav Kiveger, that we discount any element of the Isha which is not b'chlal parsha of kiddushin. On either of those views, what we're saying is that chetzia itzad echad should be Isha at the very least she he bas kiddushin b'kula. Tzad Echad of an Isha who's entirely in the Parsha of Kiddushin, who's entirely a Gavra that could be Miskadeshes, can't have Kiddushin upon, that's not something which is subject to Kiddushin. It has to be on either the entirety of a woman or at least on the entirety of the Tzad which is within the Parsha of Kiddushin. That's what the principle excludes. So that's premise A. And premise B, that's what we end up with here. Regardless of how it worked, even if you interpret, let's say, Aschal V'Gemar as being something different, it works some other way. We end up here with Chatzi Isha, two Chatzi Isha being Mekudeshes. One Chatzi Isha being Mekudeshes to Reuben, one Chatzi Isha being Mekudeshes to Shimon. Because this would be true if we held two propositions. First of all, the state of Isha to Reuben is itself incompatible with Isha to Shimon. In other words, it can't be that the same Isha or Tzad Isha that is Mekudeshes to Reuben can also be Mekudeshes to Shimon. Just by definition, an impossibility. Whether because she's Kvartusa, the states of Havaya are just naturally compatible, or because, you know, in that case she would be an Erva, and Erva would be Mafkia, the status. It's just simply incompatible. So therefore, it can't be that you have she's entirely Miskadeshes, in a normal way at least, to both of them. And we don't say that what that translates into is simply diluted Ishus. Because we could have said, well, maybe that's true, but what we have here is she's not really, in the full sense, Ishus Ruving. and Aisha Shimon. She's in less than Aisha's Reuven and Aisha Shimon. She's in some way partially Aisha, but the partiality is not this description of to what extent of her is Aisha Shechal, but rather the nature, the level of the Aisha that's Shechal. It's only a partial Aisha in that sense. It's in a way something which is diluted. So it's diluted Aisha that can be compatible. Something like, you know, you could have multiple Zikas, right? One woman could have Zika to multiple Yevamin, in the case where, let's say, the brother passed away and has multiple brothers, so there would be multiple Zikas that doesn't undermine one another because it's not something which is exclusive by nature. So this sort of dilutes the status of the Kedushin such that it's something which is no longer exclusive. No, that isn't an option. It's got to be something can either be Kedushin fully, in terms of the level of the Kedushin, can be fully Mekudeshes or not. If you take those two premises, right, that there's either full Kedushin or not, and it's impossible to have the very same thing which is Mekudeshes to Reuven also be Mekudeshes L'Shimon. So in order to then have a case of an Isha who's Mekudeshes L'Shimon, you'd have to say that involves Chetzia Shel Isha being Mekudeshes to Reuven and Chetzia being Mekudeshes L'Shimon. Otherwise you wouldn't be able to have it. Right? Follow? You follow this?
Yeah.
If this is true, it doesn't really matter how you explain what's going on of Haskalah Gemar, Haskalah now in Gomer Melacha Olam HaYom. The bottom line is, but you're saying at the end of 30 days that both of the Kedushins are Tosin. Let's say there's no problem sort of in the Maisa, how that came to be. But at the very end of the day, you're saying that both of them are married to her. The only way that's possible is if you say Chetzia Shel Isha is Mekudeshes L'Rishon, the Chetzia Shel Isha is Mekudeshes, the other Chetzia is Mekudeshes L'Sheni. It can't be that there's overlapping Kedusha on both of them. So that itself must involve Chetzia Shel Isha being Mekudeshes L'Rishon, the Chetzia Shel Isha Mekudeshes L'Sheni. And if that's true, then you have a problem on the view mentioned of Chetzia Isha, that you can't have a Chetzia being Mekudeshes, that state itself cannot, is not something which can apply to a Chetzia Isha. So then this becomes a problem of Isha below Chetzia Isha. Follow? Everybody understand that?
Yeah.
All right. So far we've just explained the view of the Rishonim. Some of the Rishonim that reject Rabbi Yochanan because they think it's a problem of Chetzia Isha. They do subscribe to the view, for instance, the Meiri. Really do subscribe to the view that it works through Haskal v'Gmar. That Rabbi Yochanan, the way he views this is that there's something Maskal now in Gomer Lachar L'Mayom that somehow enables two conditions to Tosim. They say, but in the end, that is a violation of the principle of Isha v'l'chatz Isha. So basically, we've explained that to be in one of two ways, for one of two reasons. The question that will come up, we'll start with, I guess, next time, is just, okay, and how do those who think that it does work, in fact, through Haskal v'Gemar, Rabbi Yochanan does work that way, but it isn't a violation of Isha v'l'chatz Isha, what's their response? Why is it that they think that there's no problem of Isha v'l'chatz Isha? And then we'll take the question of Rabbi Yochanan being in problem of Isha v'l'chatz Isha or not being a problem of Chetzia Isha on the view of the Rashba's, is this being a case of Kedusha Chutz? We'll take that up next time as well. Okay? Everybody? Mirza Shem, will Sunday work?
Sunday work.